Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome to the kitchen table today, my friend. I am so excited that you're here with me, and I'm excited about what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit of a story of what goes on behind the scenes at the Kimsey household and some of the struggles that we've had, without naming names, without maybe identifying which child it is I'm talking about. But I want to let you in on some places where we have watched God do mighty acts. But that is because we have been faithful in the tiny little moments. You see, this podcast is designed here at the Warrior Mama Podcast. Our podcast's whole concept is to help you connect the gospel into your everyday, moment-by-moment life in ways that are life-giving for you because you've been given tools and resources that equip you to understand how the gospel, which is creation, God created you because He is a holy and a powerful God. There was a fall. You have sin. You cannot have relationship with God apart from a need of that sin being met. And then part three is Jesus comes. He offers redemption through His death and His resurrection. So that the final part of the gospel is that there's restoration, that you and I are changed, that we're made to be like Him more and more day by day. Well, how does that fit in when I have a really moody teenager, or I have a really like a toddler who is teething, a baby who won't sleep through the night? I mean, Bethany, tell me how the gospel fits there. Well, that's what we have designed this whole podcast to be about, so that you can tune in and you can find the places that you're struggling right now. There are podcasts for if your kids are fighting, if your kids are moody teenagers, if your children struggle with telling the truth. Like, we have designed podcasts around different big parts of a mama's life of walking with her kids in different seasons and in different stages. Today, we're going to be talking about one of those tools. We're going to be talking about something that happens and has happened in our home for the last 25 years with different children, which is bedtime. So every night, every mama out there faces bedtime. And for many years, we had a lot of children having to go to bed at the same time. And it was hard. It was so hard. So when our oldest children were young, we had four under the age of six. They were under the age of six. And that was a very full life for us. My husband was working long, hard hours. And so most evenings, it was just me putting our little ones to bed. But we had decided long ago that we wanted bedtime to be consistent and a rhythm of our evening, that and so that our evening ended with our children between 7 and 8, so that we could then have some evening time, just the two of us, if he was to be able to come home. And honestly, when he wasn't able to come home, I still needed an evening time. I needed time to decompress, to sit quietly, to like actually formulate real thoughts again and just rest. So we had bedtime. And I am a huge advocate and proponent. If you spend time working with me in a coaching setting, or if you spend time with me one-on-one, or you just are a friend of mine and you've watched me parent over the years, you know I'm a huge advocate of a rhythm at bedtime. And so our rhythm, it was like I believed in keeping it simple, simply because I was tired at bedtime. It couldn't be hard. But the rhythm was that everybody would be getting dressed, obviously, at the same time. And honestly, a lot of nights I was like sitting on the floor dressing everybody. And then we would brush all the teeth together. And then we had taught our children that if they had a big bed, they had to lay quietly in their bed. They could lay quietly and look at a book, but they could not get out of their bed. Once their teeth were brushed, they could not get out of their bed and go wandering around or have conversation. Mommy or daddy or one of us would be in there shortly. But that was part of our training, of beginning to train into them self-control and train into them obedience, was, okay, your teeth are brushed, you're in your warm pajamas, you get in your bed, and I will be here soon to tell you goodnight and tuck you in. So if you are a parent who struggles and you have a bunch of little ones, I highly recommend that. And just beginning to teach them, just like you're training them sitting at a table during the dinner time hour and you're training them to sit still, that we don't get out of bed. I mean, don't get out of our chair and wander around a restaurant, because we don't get out of our chair and wander around our kitchen, right? And we sit there and we have conversation. That's our languaging for dinner time. The same kind of training is happening at bedtime. You need to go climb in your bed. You need to get two books and climb in your bed, and you can look at the pictures in your books until mommy gets in there. I am coming. So, and then that allowed me to quietly put the youngest to bed, which usually involved nursing them. Or sometimes I would leave the youngest to the last to put to bed. And then I would move from whatever the next youngest child is up to the oldest child, because I felt like the oldest child should have the longest ability to have self-control. So that's like a little bit of bedtime routine. And then in our, like, people have asked me this over the years, my bedtime routine is straight up super simple. Like, I'm not spending 20 minutes with each child in bedtime routine rigmarole. So I have a purpose through the day to spend lots of one-on-one time with my kids and lots of like reading time and snuggling time. So when it comes time for bed, they climb in their bed, they've looked through their books. I will go climb in bed with them if they have a real bed, kind of lay down or look at their books, and I will read one picture book, and we will pray and we will sing a song and we kiss goodnight and we go to sleep, right? And that's our rhythm and our routine. That's always been our rhythm and our routine for all of our crew. Are there nights where it goes left and it doesn't go well at all and it's starts going crazy because somebody doesn't want to be obedient and stay in their bed? Yes. Does that call for resetting, you know, kind of reminding them what obedience is and, hey, I'm asking you to obey? Yes, all of that happens. We do not have these perfect robot children who just do this perfectly. But this is the rhythm of our evenings, right? Okay. So what do we do when our children go through seasons of fear and anxiety at bedtime, or they are children who are deep thinkers and feelers and they feel and think about anxious thoughts a lot of the time? What do we do? How does that impact a bedtime routine? How can we see our bedtime routine in light of the gospel, in light of saying, this is what Jesus came to set us free from that, right? We hang on that third point of redemption, that Jesus came to set us free from all sin and death, of which worry and fear, being afraid, being even the sin part of disobedient and all that, they can kind of get all murky inside of that when our children are afraid at night. Jesus came to set that free, for us to walk triumphantly, for us to walk victoriously, for us to walk in a way that is joyful. But I need to tell you that there's been many seasons with many of my children where it's been hard. And so I wanted to share today a tool that we have created for you because it was desperately needed by me. So the reality is I created this a long time ago for my kids. And then we've made it pretty in the last year. And we've said maybe other mamas could use it too. So today we're talking about the Fearless Pillowcase. And that name of that pillowcase, Fearless, is because we are going to call our children up into a belief in God's word that will, we believe, one day make them fearless. Not because they have to be disconnected from their feelings, but because what redemption and restoration, the story of the gospel tells us, is that when we are walking in Jesus, we don't need to be afraid. Right? So the pillowcase is called fearless because we want to call our children up into a fearless walk with Jesus. Why? So that they will fear less. Because in the going, in the day to day, our prayer is, God, help them to fear less, to trust you more, to walk with you more, right? You see, this whole tool here echoes the tool of a Warrior Mama prayer journal that we are telling you, I am encouraging you, you need to be praying scripture for your children. You need to learn the power of praying scripture over the life of your child, over their character, over what their future looks like, over the fact that you're praying that God will call them to him, that they will know him as their savior from a young age. They will understand the depths of the gospel. Like, these are the things that we're praying over here in a Warrior Mama's Prayers. It's a year-long journal designed to every day very easily help you engage God's word and pray. Write it down so that you can see God answering your prayers. That, though, is echoed inside of this pillowcase to begin to teach your child how to pray God's word and to see God work in their very own little lives. So what is this? Well, if you could see it sitting here, what you would see in the middle is there is an oak tree sitting right here, center stage on this pillowcase. And the oak tree is drawn with roots, because what we want you to remember is that your God is committed to your child and to growing this child to be a tree planted down with its roots going down deep in the soil of his word, being anchored by God alone. Not fearing when drought comes, not worried about storms, not swaying and being broken by winds, but standing strong because they are putting their entire foundation in the truths of the gospel found in the Bible. So that sits in the middle of this pillowcase, but around it are seven scriptures that you can teach your child to pray as they go to sleep, depending on what they may be wrestling with in this season. You know, there have been seasons that my children have been just full of worry. They're just wondering. They're full of thoughts of, well, I wonder what tomorrow's going to be like. I wonder if somebody's going to be there. And it's almost like they can't turn their brain off. And we want to help them learn the power of asking Jesus to help them calm their thoughts, turn their worries off, trust him instead. And so Philippians 4, 6, and 7 needs to be a benchmark prayer that our child is praying as they're going to bed, especially if they're in that stage of life, whether that's, my children have exemplified it in the young years. I've seen it rise back up in the late tween, early teens, where it's like there's all these new stressors and all these new social pressures and all these new things happening, and there's a lot of their mind just racing. So teaching them to pray, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. God's peace will guard my heart and my mind. That's what's written on this pillowcase. So how do we teach them to pray that? It's important for them to read it so they understand this is what God's word says. Straight out of the Bible, New Living Translation. Now, all these scriptures are New Living Translation. But how do they pray that? That's because I've had moms ask me this over the last few months. Bethany, well, how do I teach them to pray it though? So here is a great way. I would have my children say, why don't you read that out loud for me? So they would read, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. God's peace will guard my heart and my mind. Okay. And then I will say, what are you worrying about the most? I want them to name it. And so if they're older, it may be, I'm worried that my friend who was mean to me today is going to be mean to me tomorrow. If they're young, it's, I'm worried about this thunderstorm that we're having. I'm worried about the thunder, and it feels scary, like it could hurt our house. Okay? So God's word right here tells you not to worry, but to pray about it. So let's pray about it. And so we will spend time praying. God, will you please help me understand if I have hurt a child and that's why they were mean to me? Or will you please help me know that you walk with me and you love me, even if this child is mean to me at school tomorrow? Will you help me to, and you can help them begin to learn how to pray about everything and hear their heart cries about what they're praying about it, right? It's very illuminating when you encourage your children to pray about everything. But then that second part is, then you want them to say, God, I know that your Bible says that your peace will guard my heart, all my feelings, and you will guard my mind, all my thoughts. So when my children are little and they've said, well, I'm really worried about this thunderstorm, we will pray where I will say it and they will echo it back until they've learned how to pray and begin to learn. Praying is just like talking to mom and dad. So you can say what you want to say. But until that time, when they're very little, when it's like, I will say, God, I thank you that your peace guards my heart. And then I'll have them, they can say it back. God, I thank you that your peace guards my heart. Why am I doing that? Well, I'm modeling that we can pray God's word. There is also a power in praying alongside of the promises of God's word, of saying, yes, Lord, not only do I believe that you care about my heart and my mind, I know that your peace guards it. And I'm asking for your peace to guard me tonight. You see, that's different. That's different praying. So that's one of the prayer requests. Another one is, I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? And so we talk about that. So when you have children in the seasons of being fearful, so it's different than worry. They're fearful in these stages, and they're afraid that somebody could come into their house. That's a very real fear for one of my children. And it has been consistent most of their little lives. So this isn't a one-day thing necessarily for some of us. Some of us really struggle with putting our kids to bed and them not being afraid and us not exactly knowing how to handle it, right? But I want to beseech you, as a mom who is standing in God's word, that is what you are. As a warrior mama, the reason you're a warrior mama is you are standing in the truths of God's word, knowing that the victory is already assured. See, the victory has been done. It was done with Jesus at the cross. All of his power now lives inside of you because his Holy Spirit lives inside of you. All of his wisdom is offered to you. All of his counsel is given to you. You stand strong, my friend. So when you're faced in this moment with a child wrecked by being afraid, we want to give them true handles of truth. And it is not sufficient to say you're going to be fine. I don't even want to say you're going to be fine because I'm downstairs. Above them trusting in me, I want them to trust in God. Why? Because God promises that he will protect them wherever they go, that he is always with them. In fact, it says he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. Psalm 91:11. That is a powerful truth. It is a powerful truth to pray over your child. It's a powerful truth for them to learn to begin to pray of saying, God, I know that you have given angels to protect me wherever I go, and I pray that your angels are guarding and protecting my house and my room and my bed as I go to sleep tonight. Right? We need to change our languaging from being like the world. We've been talking about this over on my Instagram, but if we're going to be a different kind of motherhood, a motherhood rooted in the gospel, rooted in God's word, it's going to have to look different from what were the empty promises that maybe we grew up with. And maybe they did give you some rest and some solace to know that your parents were downstairs. And I agree. I think it's good to say, I'm downstairs and I will, you know, I'm right there and I'm praying for you and I'll, you know, right. It's good that they know you're there. But we want them to know that God is with them at all times. So there's a scripture verse that says, the Lord will never leave me. He will never leave me. We need them to know that that's true about God. There's a scripture that says, the Lord is my helper. So why should I be afraid? It says that in peace, I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. You see, that is true hope and true peace, is we want to help our little ones and help our bigger ones as they get bigger to understand that it is God who keeps them safe. And they can trust in Him and they can sleep with peace because He is guarding and protecting them. So I want you to understand that this pillowcase was designed with you in mind because it was designed for me. I get tired at night and it's hard for me to remember Bible verses. It's hard for me to recall what God actually says in His Word. But I have learned over 25 years the value of rooting my child down in God's Word instead of my Word. So the Fearless Pillowcase is simply designed as a really good Cliff's Note version or cheat sheet version for all of us as moms too. But the joy is in watching your little ones as they begin to even learn to read, you know, finger across the words. When they're 2 and 3 and 4, you're fingering across the words and reading it to them and they're repeating it back to you. The interesting thing about this pillowcase is that when my oldest children saw it in this version, they all recounted how important their pillowcases were to them when they were young. You see, that's, again, something that after 25 years of being a mom, I'm beginning to see, oh, that was worth something. Thank you, God, for showing me the value of that and encouraging me to do it. So as an older mom, maybe talking to some younger moms, even here on this podcast today, I want you to hear me say that you don't have to use this tool, but this tool exists because we know you need a tool. But I want to encourage you to get the Word in front of your children from a very young age, teaching them to pray it, talking to God about their worries, their fears, their concerns, learning that God meets them there. He wants to know them there because He wants to set them free there. He came to rescue them so that they would not be alone. Why? Because God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him, they will not perish. They will not die, but they will have eternal life. And we know that. But when we sit with our little ones over God's Word, it becomes radically different. You will be blessed, my friend, as you begin to walk with your children in these truths. Your bedtime routine will change, I believe, for the better. I believe your children will move from bedtime worries to bedtime blessings. I believe your conversations will move from warnings, like where you better get back in your bed, you better stop this, you better stop that. It will move from that to a beautiful picture of your child beginning to have resilience and faith. Faith not in you, faith in a faithful God. You can help your child sleep beautifully because you are anchoring them to the one who guards and protects their sleep. The reason I want to talk about this today is because I think that, you know, we're sitting here in the beginning of Easter and springtime and summer, and lots of times it's in these seasons where I will bring new things into my home. So I want to encourage you to consider whether you get this for an Easter basket, you consider giving this as your end of the year present to a bunch of your children's friends, you will be a gift to other families as well. My encouragement also is if you're a mom who's like, you know, I'm going to give this to a bunch of my little one's friends, can I encourage you to take a minute with that other mama and pour into her just a little truth that you've heard of, hey, I'm going to try and pray these scriptures with mine. I'm going to try and teach these scriptures to my child. I'm going to be praying this over my child. Why? Because when we speak it out, we begin to create community that is deeper than just, hey, I'm so glad our kids are friends. But it's like, hey, you know, my bedtime sometime is quite the ordeal. And I'm beginning to learn that God is calling me to anchor it to Him and not to just the newest phase of how I can get my kid to go to sleep or what I can give them to eat or if I give them the right kind of a bath right before. No, We want to help our children go to sleep because they're trusting in the one who guards them while they sleep. So yes, I do agree with lots of rhythm. I agree. I've had so many moms ask me over the years, well, what about like sleep aids? Yes. I mean, if you're willing to keep up with it, let them have a sleep aid. I think that's more on you to keep your life sane if you don't have one. All my children did have one. I learned how to keep up with them and, you know, we went on our way. But more than anything, what I want you to hear me say to you is not that you have to have a bedtime routine like I did. It's not that you have to follow certain rules that everybody else around you is doing. But at the bottom of it all, I want the foundation of what you're speaking into your child. My prayer is that you will recognize not only the relevance of God's word to their bedtime routine, but the absolute need for it in their bedtime routine. And that you will learn how to pray God's word out loud over your children. And you will learn how to teach them to pray God's word for themselves. God listens to our prayers. In fact, it promises that he leans in. It promises that he gathers our prayers up. It promises that he will answer every single one of our prayers, my friend. Thank you for being with me today on the podcast. I pray that you will hear the truths that God will speak clearly to you, how to use these tools in your own family for ways that will be good for your family. You can always find me on Instagram, easily on Instagram at Bethany Kimsey, and you can find me at BethanyKimsey.com. And the link for this pillowcase is very easy. You can find it at BethanyKimsey.co. You'll be able to find the Fearless Pillowcase there. You'll be able to find a Warrior Mama's Prayers journal there. Can I encourage you to begin to use these tools and resources and watch God work in your family? Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other warrior mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama Podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.